It's from Chris, and this is Better Flood Podcast. Welcome to this episode. Today, we're going to talk about compliment, the way we give compliment to women, the way a woman give us a compliment, because most of the time, men give compliment. They're always not honest about the compliment. Sometimes we just say things that they want to hear. It's not because we want to be that way, but sometimes it's called women, they prefer to receive things that way. But women is actually the opposite as well. Sometimes they're not really open-minded to kind of give compliment to men as well. We just want to find out, why are we so different, and what is the best way today to kind of like give compliment to a woman, or a woman to give compliment to you as well? What makes a difference between all of us? So if it's something that you like, sit down and enjoy the episode.
You know, as a man, we all, you know, you always see like an attractive woman, like the way she dressed, the way she looked, all this. But do we as women say that about men? Like, you know, you go in the shop or whatever, and you sort of like, oh, yeah, he looks attractive. Is that just because he has muscles? Or is it, you know, he looks attractive, but, you know, he has like nice hair or whatever. But you don't actually say, but I was like, you don't actually say a man is attractive, right? Like, like physically. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but like, you know, if they don't look a certain way, like, you know, I feel like we as people have a certain like visual image of how we want that person to kind of look. So that's why we walked over to them in the first place, right? We're like, oh yeah, you know, I want to talk to them because they look a certain way, but their personality could have been like the complete opposite. And you're like, well, that was just a waste of time. Like what happened there? Like, if that makes sense.
So why don't you go and say to the man, like, you look attractive? What, I mean, you guys don't do that most often? You don't do that, right?
I do, because I also, like, men operate from a place of ego. Like, men have big egos. And if you like a guy and you want him to be all about you, it's not so much doing nice things for him or cooking him dinner. It's stoking the ego and actually being honest and being like, you look attractive. I love when you wear your hair like that. Like, men don't get enough compliments. And I've been told you can tell.
Yeah, that's true. They don't. Yeah.
But I feel like with women, you have to do the opposite, right?
Well,
you have to tell them in terms of, okay, you say men love compliment. You have to tell them, I think it's everybody. I think women is the same. I think women like it when you tell them, it's not lie, but when you tell them, I'm not going to call it lie, but extra. When you tell them something is extra than what it is, and they like it. If you tell her you are beautiful, you are most beautiful, or whatever, you love those kind of words, even if it's, we believe is not true. But it still make you feel good. You don't like it when we are too honest. Am I all right?
Well, it's if we don't want
you to
lie.
Because to a woman, you're the most beautiful girl in the world. You're like, oh my God, I like it. But,
yeah. Yeah, so I had a conversation with my ex-boyfriend about this. And I said, I want you to make me feel like I am the most beautiful woman in the world to you. Obviously, there's always going to be another woman that's more beautiful than me. There'll always be someone younger with better hair, thinner, more fit, whatever. But I want you to make me feel that way. And you don't have to say, oh, you're the most beautiful girl in the world. Like, just through your actions and words, show me that you love me and that you care about me and that you think I'm attractive.
That's different than being the most beautiful.
No, because obviously I'm not. No, your girlfriend is, whoever is never going to be the most beautiful girl in the world. There's always going to be someone more beautiful. So that would be a lie. But it depends on your partner and how she feels about it.
But in general, us as men, we always feel like we have to do that to kind of, to have you, we have to do extra. That's why you guys always say men's a liar or that. It's not because we want to be that way. It's because, like, that's the choice that we make. That's the choice that you gave us, actually. You kind of force us to act that way, to kind of, as the same way as you say, for a guy to come next to come to you, you have to tell him certain things, like, you know, if he's attractive. But for us, even if we find you not too attractive, but a little bit attractive, but we have to go extra to get your attention. If you don't do that, it's kind of,
Why are you pursuing a girl that you don't find attractive? Attractiveness is the base of courting. Like, you're not, look at Tinder and all these apps. It's based on attractiveness. That is the first level of entering into a relationship. Hey, I find you attractive. Hey, you find me attractive. Like, let's start talking, right?
No, what I'm saying, you can find somebody attractive, but it doesn't mean the person is, if you have to pull the number, it doesn't mean the person like a 10 or something. But you always have to make her feel like she is a 10. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, because she is a 10 to you in your eyes.
But sometimes she's not a 10 to you, but she's still attractive.
If my boyfriend doesn't think I'm a 10 to him and he's not all about me, I don't want it.
No, but the thing is, your boyfriend gonna tell you you're a 10, even if you don't feel that way. He's still gonna tell
you. Based on mood? Like how she is, like if I know, for example, like with my partner, like, you know, if I'm like really grumpy or something, he'll be like, really? Like, have you got this, like, you know, is there an attitude today? I'm just like, you know, and sometimes, you know, but I have learned, you know, if I'm feeling that way to be like, oh, look, this happened today, so I'm just not, you know, in the mood or whatever. Rather than when we first started, I was just kind of like, like, you know, and he was just like, you know, because he was like, what happened to the cool person like I met when, you know, the first time? So we had to kind of learn how to really communicate. And I feel like it's really definitely all about communication. Like I was reading something. We took that test. Five love languages, because we were like having this issue where it was just not really an issue, but I think it was just we both communicate differently on how we both wanted to be loved in a certain way. So we both took the quiz and then it was really the opposite. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense now. Like after, you know, because he was always like, he likes to, you know, hug and all this sort of stuff, whereas I wasn't really like that cuddly kind of person. And I was like, okay, just because I was dealing with my own traumatic experiences from previous relationships. And I think that goes back to what Keely was saying about like your internal can definitely reflect on that person. So I happened to project that onto him. And then, you know, but I actually realized I needed to go get some, you know, counseling and all this sort of stuff. So I went and did that. And relationship is like a whole, you know, it's a lot better than what it was, you know. So because I had to work on myself, and he, you know, was really patient and everything and really understood that. So yeah, I think it's really definitely all about communication and really trying to find, you know, how the other person can communicate their way of loving to you.
Mm-hmm. I think I agree with you. And there's one thing that actually Kelly say, is I think you have to make somebody feel like she's the most beautiful girl in the world, or, you know, but even though I'm not saying that she's, we are not or whatever, even men, when you tell me like I'm nice, I'm attractive, whatever, I know like I'm not going to be more beautiful than your favorite actor or whatever. That's a lie. You see what I mean? But I think it's all about feelings, you know, because there's a difference between being and feeling. Even though the person, you don't see the person as sent away, but you still, because you love the person, make the person feel like she's the most attractive and anything. I think that's what keep kind of people together. That's why you feel love, because when you love somebody, you have to make the person feel that way, because that's what love is about in that sense. I agree with you. So I think on that, we're kind of good. All right.